WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show. Streaming live on WBSM.com and at WBSM.SM. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM.SM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
And welcome back. Hour number three of the program here as we are broadcasting live right now from Cell Station. Took the train from New Bedford all the way into Boston. And then we're going to be taking the train back coming up in about a half an hour. We're going to get on the train that will take us back to New Bedford. Actually, we have to transfer over from at the East Taunton Station. We have to transfer over onto a shuttle train that will bring us back to New Bedford. But right now, we are sitting here at South Station waiting for that return train. And, of course, you can call in at 508-996-0500. You can send app chat messages utilizing the WBSM app. We have all of these great technology, great ways of technologically connecting, taking the show on the road wherever we want to go. And thanks to South Coast Health for making this broadcast possible. But it was a nice, easy, smooth ride in. And now we are waiting for what will hopefully be the same on the way back. I was talking to some folks during the news break who actually rode up on the first train at 5:55 from New Bedford. They actually were riding with Brian Thomas, who will report back to you tonight on Freedom Fools at 6 p.m. He's going to talk to you about what it was like on that first train. And from what these folks were telling me, it was a lot more celebratory. People were cheering. People were clapping. It was a lot quieter on our train heading up here. I think it was more people that were business as usual as opposed to those who were there just for the historical value of it, but that's all right. And Brian is also riding with some transportation enthusiasts on the way back, and he said that he is going to have a full report for you tonight at 6 p.m. on Freedom Fools. So maybe you are somebody who is a train nut like me. Maybe you are somebody who is going to ride South Coast Rail anyway just to experience it, or maybe you're somebody that's going to utilize it to get yourself to work every single day. Well, give it a try, because it's free until the end of March. If you are leaving from any of the new six new South Coast Rail stations, it is free. If you are heading from Boston back to any one of those six stations, it is free. So you want to take advantage of that while you can, and take advantage of the free parking that'll be happening all the way through the end of March. And you also have the free rides on the weekends all the way, through the end of April, and free rides on the weekend all the way through the end of April as well. We got an app chat message during the break. The Pork Man in Little Falls says, hold on, I'm going to load it up. Fantastic show, Tim. WBSM is lucky to have you, although I know a lot of people were involved in making this happen. Absolutely. And big shout out to our engineer, Frank Doremus, who doesn't get enough credit for what he does to make it so that we can do crazy things like this, basically just broadcasting over an app back into the WBSM studio and able to take your phone calls at 508-996-0500. One of the other things that I noticed on the train ride up here is a lot of folks were utilizing that time to be on their phones, be on their laptops. Somebody right near me was watching Netflix. So this is the opportunity to get to Boston without having to be behind the wheel of the car the whole time. And I think that's where it's going to be hugely helpful for people from the South Coast, because you are taking a 90-minute ride from New Bedford to Boston, but you'd be in 90 minutes worth of traffic if you were riding in the morning, at least. So whether or not this is a good option for you at a time that you could have driven straight to Boston and gotten there in an hour, that's up to you. Does that extra half an hour make a difference? It'll certainly be huge for people that have to take a ride to the airport to catch a flight, because you don't have to pay huge amounts of money to park at Logan Airport or have to go to the parking garages and or the park and ride and all of that. Sorry about that, Colleen. I just went to put your call on hold and accidentally hung up on you. You can give me a call back. 508-996-0500. There we go. Let's bring her up now. Good morning. You are on WBSM.
Come on, Tim. It's me again. The phone just dropped a couple of times when I called, so I don't know. This might have been my phone. Anyway, do they have a lot of advertising upstairs? I mean, on the in the bus terminal like for New Bedford, like the pamphlets that we used to have tons of pamphlets downtown when I worked down there. You know,
when I started
different sites.
When I walked in, I didn't see anything, but I was I didn't really have a chance to kind of walk around and explore it all. But it doesn't look like I could see anything. You know, I thought there'd be like a, because they have all of these hanging
information
signs.
Booths, yeah.
Yeah, but they have these big signs that hang up, and I thought some of them would, you know, be advertising, you know, take the train to New Bedford or to Fall River, but I don't see anything like that. I think it's going to fall on, you know, New Bedford's tourism department to try to work with Keolis and try to get some signage up here to get people to come, especially as we get into the summer months. You know, we want these people to come down and experience what we have to offer.
You know, to go to the vineyard and all that, because when I worked downtown, we had really nice pamphlets in each store that I worked at, and they would tell you everything, you know, like the new boat and all that stuff, going to Vineyard and all that stuff, all different restaurants and all the sites you can see. It was a nice pamphlet they gave out. I don't know if they still have it. They'll have to go to the tourism place. What is that, downtown still?
Yeah, but we should also keep in mind, too, that as I've been talking about the free rides that you can take from New Bedford to Boston, people that live in New Bedford, that live in Boston and want to go experience New Bedford, they're going to get a free ride as well. So it's free both ways.
Yeah.
So anybody that lives up here and wants to go experience New Bedford can do it for free for the next couple weeks.
I know, that's great. That's great. And around the holidays, it's going to be beautiful with all the lights and stuff.
I think you're going to see people that utilize the train to, you know, at least come down and experience some of what we have to offer, and then they can get used to the idea that it's always there for some of the special events.
That's great. They
like
should have hired me for advertisements.
They, you know what? They could use you, Colleen, and I'm going to put in a good word for you.
Oh, no. All righty. Well, you have a good time. Have a great trip back. You can relax now. Maybe they'll open the bar by then. Who knows?
Well, thank you so much. You have a good day.
Yeah, you do. Bye.
All right. You are next on WBSM. Good morning.
Hello, is that me?
Only you know for sure, but it sounds like you.
All right. That's good. Hey, listen, I was wondering if the Charlie card that they have, though, that they sell downtown in New Bedford at the bus terminal, would that work?
So the Charlie card works when you get into South Station, and then you can take that to get to different places once you get here. But to get to from New Bedford to South Station, you have to buy a ticket on the MBTA's M-Ticket app. So you utilize that to be able to get your ticket. Yeah, then the Charlie card will take you to other destinations or take you on the bus. But, yeah, it is a different way to get there, which from my understanding is the same way on all South Coast, on all commuter rail rides. They all run with a separate ticket, and then the Charlie card is for kind of within Boston transport.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
And you can actually utilize the app right now. As I've been saying, you know, it's a free ride to get from New Bedford to Boston or Boston to New Bedford right now until the end of March. But you can also get your tickets now if you plan on traveling on the train outside of that window, because it is the tickets that you purchase are good for 90 days. So if you want to be able to take the train to Boston at a time, you know, past the free ride window, that's an easy way to do it. And you can get those tickets now to make sure that you have a spot on one of those upcoming trains. Now, if day one is any indication, you know, the first couple of trains that were leaving New Bedford did not have heavy rider volume leaving out of New Bedford. I'd say probably about 40 to 50 people got on at the New Bedford station. I didn't see anybody that really got on at Church Street. But then as we got into East Taunton and beyond, more and more riders got on. So I think being at the terminus in New Bedford, you actually have a good shot at making sure that you get a seat each day to take South Coast Rail. So it'll be beneficial going forward that we are at the end of the line. It's going to take a little bit longer to get home, of course, but it makes sure that, you know, when you are getting on the train, you have first dibs on a seat. So if you want to experience it for yourself, definitely give it a go, as it is now currently free until the end of March. I'm trying to keep up with some of the messages that are coming in. You can also send app chat messages in addition to give me a call at 508-996-0500. And of course, the app chat is brought to you by South Coast Towing. Keep them in mind whenever you have an accident and you need a tow. And keep them in mind every single time you open up the app, because they're making it possible. And thank you to South Coast Health for making this broadcast possible. As wild as it may have been on that first hour, trying to take the train, because it's a combination of a few things. We did not get the chance to test out the technology before we got on the train, but we did have the opportunity to have a few minutes of time to be able to get connected. So, yeah, we had a couple of dropouts. We had one segment where this idiot didn't remember to pot up the phone to be able to talk back to you. That's totally on me. User error. But I think other than that, things have been going pretty smooth. Thank goodness for Wi-Fi and hotspots and all of that to make this happen. So we're coming up in a few moments on a commercial break, followed by the news. I'm going to utilize that time to get on our outbound train that'll take us back to New Bedford. And during the course of that ride, you know, we'll wrap up the show and turn things over to Chris McCarthy at 9 a.m. for South Coast Now. And of course, Chris will take any calls from anybody that has been on the train here in the early going. I think he'll want to find out, too, when we get back, what it was like for us. But Chris always has a great program for you. I know he tried to set it up for some of the legislators to call in to this program to be able to talk about this. But a number of them are going to be gathered at 10:30 this morning at the New Bedford station for a ceremony. The New Bedford version of these events will feature Massachusetts Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, and it will also feature Massachusetts Secretary of Transportation Monica Tibbetts-Nutt. They're going to be in New Bedford along with Senator Mark Montigny and others to kind of christen the first day of South Coast Rail. So that'll be at 10:30 if you want to go down to the New Bedford downtown station and take part in that. But really, you know, this is the culmination of a decades-long push by Senator Montigny and others to make this happen. This was something that a lot of people still to this day didn't believe was going to happen. But here we are, day one of South Coast Rail, the first train from New Bedford to Boston in 24,304 days, going all the way back to September 8th, 1958. So we were very privileged to be able to be on the second ever train riding back from New Bedford to Boston, connecting the hub to the South Coast. And hopefully you'll be utilizing this as well. Of course, also, as I let you know about each and every morning, Stevie's Wine and Spirits is the place to go to when you need to check out a liquor store and find yourself something good. I might have to stop at Stevie's today and find something after the anxiety associated with this broadcast, but things are going pretty smoothly now, knock on wood. But you can check out Stevie's for yourself at 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. It is the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. And they want to remind you that they have their Bourbon Therapy event coming up on March 29th. That's going to be happening, I believe, from 2 to 4 p.m. And it is not only going to be your chance to try some very unique bourbons, but they're also having the chance to purchase some very high-end bourbons that you normally can't get your hands on. Very rare stuff. George T. Stagg, Old Rip Van Winkle, Blanton's. We're talking about stuff that's hard to get. And you can enter to win a chance to purchase one of those hard-to-find bottles by getting a raffle ticket for $20 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. The money benefits the Angelini family, who are an employee of Stevie's Wine and Spirits, battling health issues and unable to work. So they're trying to do their part to help with the family and help them stay above water until they can return to work. So we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll probably jump onto the train coming back, and we'll connect with you at 508-996-0500. App chat on the WBSM app as we're broadcasting live right now from South Coast Rail, about to get on the return train. Thanks to South Coast Health for making this happen. We'll be back in a few moments. Hi, you're on the air. Sorry, I guess I had my mic down.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's on your mind? I got about a minute before the break comes in. Can you hear me?
No, I had to get my call in there. I just had to say hi. I'm glad you're having a great time.
So far, so good, except for remembering to turn my mic up the last couple minutes.
That's okay. That's to be expected, you know? That's all right. We'll see.
Yeah, we have a few hiccups here and there, but it's... All right. Well, thank you for checking in. All right. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. We were having a little bit of an issue there. I forgot to turn my mic back up, which is a slider I have to use on my phone. But I was just saying that I was talking with the chair of the board of directors for the MBETA, Tom McGee, who is currently on the phone with former Senator Biff McLean, or else we'd have him pop on with us. But he was mentioning how there are low price fares available for low, half price fares available for low income families in New Bedford, Fall River, Taunton. So if you are a low income family, you can take advantage of half price rides when you need to get from New Bedford to Boston and vice versa. So a great opportunity for you to be able to travel and not have to deal with all the things that come with to Boston. All right, let's take our final break. And we'll be back to wrap things up on the train. Thanks, South, for having just a few moments. All right, we are back. We are going to wrap things up here on the train, heading back from South Station in Boston to New Bedford. Thanks again, East Coast Health, for making this broadcast happen. Let's finish off with a about a minute here. What's on your mind? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tim. Remember that old movie with Lee Marvin, Emperor of the North Pole?
I do not.
I'll look it up sometime. But how is it? I mean, I've flown the commuter rail 100 times, but how do you think it is?
This is the best commuter rail experience I've had. Nice and easy. Couldn't be any better. Perfectly climate-controlled car. I recommend it. Hop on the next train. You can be down here in an hour and a half.
I certainly will. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks. Have a good day. Yeah, hopefully this will inspire some folks to take advantage while the rides are free. It is a free ride for the rest of March, heading from New Bedford or Fall River or East Taunton or any of the new South Coast rail stations into Boston, and then free ride if you're returning from Boston South Station to any of those. Take advantage of it. Take a ride. Just experience it for yourself so that you'll be able to see what it's like. We are going to be back with the regular program tomorrow morning when we will have a couple of great guests. Matthew Gilbert, the former TV critic from the Boston Globe, is going to join us. And we will also be learning about something else that will help benefit your life. Thanks to our friends at South Coast Health with the South Coast Health Community Spotlight. And we are going to be back with all of that tomorrow morning. I want you to stay tuned for Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. He's got you covered. He's back there in home base, back in the WBSM studio. And thanks for everybody that tuned in and stuck up with health.